Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on MyPlan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
When you're stressed or anxious, quitting smoking might seem impossible. Calling 1-866-QUIT-YES to get help from a trained expert like me can make you more likely to succeed. I know how hard quitting tobacco is, so we'll make a plan to fit your needs together. Over time, your stress and anxiety levels can even go down. Try a quit plan with proven results. Call 1-866-QUIT-YES or visit quityes.org to enroll today.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack and I'm here with my co-host Sochil. And so Sochil, you came up with this idea to have like weekly challenges. And last week, our first weekly challenge was 20 minutes of meditation every day. And so we'll start with you first. Like, how did it go? Did you follow through? Did you find it difficult? How did it go for you?
I'll be honest, I kind of struggled to follow through. I'm not a huge, like, I wouldn't say that I'm not a morning person, but it takes me a minute to defrost in the morning, maybe. And so,
yeah. So, you need like time to wake up, right? Like,
yeah. But I did still do it some. And I think I struggled with it a little bit. Like, it's hard to like not think about anything, especially I've never like meditated before.
Okay.
So I think that made it like extra difficult. But I will say that despite that, I did feel like it helped improve like my focus, like kind of just like having 20 minutes to just like defrost in a different way, maybe, and gear up for the day.
Or like decompress, maybe something like that. Yeah.
Decompress and like center yourself, you know?
Yeah.
It kind of made me feel a little more motivated, and I did find like more clarity and focus probably than when I don't meditate.
Right. Cause you're kind of turning off the noise in your head. I couldn't believe how kind of frazzled I've been lately. Frazzled is a new word for our listeners out there. It just means like I'm in my brain, I'm just like go all the time. So I'm not going to lie. Okay. I skipped the first day. I just couldn't.
I did too. I forgot about it the first day.
Okay. I remembered, but I was just like, I just couldn't get myself to do it. The next day I did it on Tuesday, and 20 minutes is like an eternity. So I was like, 20 minutes is not going to happen. So I reset my goal to 10 minutes immediately I cut it in half to 50%. Because when I started meditating on Tuesday, I didn't realize how stressed I was. Like, that was what it kind of taught me. It was like how my brain is just so in such a hyperactive kind of mode recently. Or maybe it's always like that, because I could not get rid of the thoughts in my head. Like, no matter what I did, when I tried to just like only focus on my breath and not thoughts, I would drift into the contest, you know, that we're having, or the challenge, or I would drift into thinking about the song I'm composing, or errand that I have to run later in the day, you know. And it was just like, and I think that's normal. I mean, I think that when I was meditating before, I remember going through that in the beginning, but I don't remember my brain being so active. Right. I think they call it the kind of the monkey mind, you know, like it's just like our kind of like basic, you know, our base, like, evolutionary mind, you know, is just like to always be aware of some kind of threat in the jungle or on the savanna of Africa, you know, where when you know humanity began, we had to be very cautious of like attacks from other animals or whatever. And so, but these days we're safe, but our brains just haven't evolved yet. So I think it's really a challenge to get to that point where you can like only focus on the breath and not have any other thoughts in your head. And so that's like the kind of master level of meditation. And I never reached that. So basically I did like 5 or 10 minutes throughout the week. But it felt like an eternity. Like it's so weird. 'Cause some people say like, you know, 10 minutes or 20 minutes goes by in like a minute. But for me, it was like 5 minutes goes by in like an hour. So I had the kind of reverse feeling, but I guess it's because 1 week is not enough, you know, to really get the to really, you know, get into meditation like fully, you know. You need more time.
Center ourselves. Well, I'm interested in adding a new challenge this week, but maybe continuing meditation. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, for sure. Let's just do like a kind of progress report. I would say let's reset like to like 5 or 10 minutes a day.
Yes,
Something like that. Something that's not so intimidating. Like everybody has 5 minutes, you know. And you could do it on the subway, you know, if you sitting on the subway on your way to work, you could just meditate for 5 minutes. It'd be easy. So, yeah.
That's fairly easy. Well, what are you thinking? Any ideas for our challenge for this week, Jack, besides the 5-minute meditation to add on?
You had some really good ideas. I mean, I guess eating a balanced breakfast was one of them, I think.
Yeah, you know what?
Okay.
I would be interested in following up with that.
Okay.
Eating a balanced breakfast every morning.
And we probably should operationally define what a balanced breakfast is, right?
Yeah, we
Okay.
need to do that. So,
Yeah.
for our listeners, the phrase balanced breakfast in traditional in American English really just means, I think traditionally back like in the 1950s, they had a very different idea of like what a balanced breakfast was, which is like pancakes, eggs, bacon, coffee, milk, juice. Do you think that was like the typical thing for 1950s, right? Like
Yeah, the
a big
before like a cold cereal was introduced, you know, back in the
yes.
old days. Yeah.
So after that period, American breakfast became very quick, like a bowl of cereal and a cup of coffee, or just a cup of coffee, or just like as I said when I questioned on Facebook, a lot of people answered like just eating things like a granola bar, a Red Bull, which is a type of energy drink,
Yeah.
and a cigarette, or a coffee and a cigarette, like very unhealthy.
Yeah, I
So
don't
those are
think
examples
yeah.
of unbalanced breakfasts, if anything.
So I'm thinking like I guess I'm just trying to do some research like quickly, like how many should we do it? Should we break it into like carbohydrates, fats, and protein, like something like that?
Yeah, I think
Okay.
one thing that I've read from intuitive eating.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Being coaches, like intuitive eating is defined as like listening to your body when you eat, but doing so like in a healthy way. Obviously, like sometimes your brain's going to be like, just eat these 12 donuts, but you don't want to do that. Like you want to get to a point where your body can kind of monitor its hunger and fullness cues and can like, and craves healthy things. And, you know, you can't eat the occasional treat, but you're not going to overstuff yourself or binge eat like 5 pastries in a row. So to me, I think for me, a balanced breakfast would include protein, healthy fats, and carbs.
And yeah. And it should be like 40 to 60 grams of carbohydrates. So mm-hmm. somewhere between that, between 15 and 30 grams of protein, and mm-hmm. between 10 and 20 grams of good fats. Yeah, healthy yes. fats. Yeah.
And healthy fats are things like avocado, nuts, yogurt, you know, dairy products, stuff like that, I would say.
Yeah, it, just to make it easy, like say 50% carbs, so half, like a piece of toast or something, and mm-hmm. then a couple eggs for protein, and then fats would be like maybe some butter on the toast or something. Or
the butter yeah. you saute your eggs in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty easy.
So that's our goal, is to follow the kind of 50-30-20 rule, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. All right. So no more protein bars for Jack.
yeah. And I've been doing okay at a balanced breakfast, but sometimes I do skip breakfast, or I just have like coffee and a pastry, which isn't good either. So no more pastries for hotel for breakfast.
Well, you could maybe if it has between 40 and 60 grams of carbs, although the sugar element,
the amount of sugar is like a crazy blood spike, I think.
Yeah, so, that's going to put your carbs over. Yeah, it's going to have a lot of carbs. You could have like half a Danish or something like that.
Yeah, probably with something else, but it's probably just going to be easier to eat like a wrap or like a bagel with something, you know, something like that. Like maybe heavy, but still healthy.
Right.
Yeah, I'm interested because I think as this goes on, I'm interested to do like a just eating like no added sugars for a week or something. And then I think we're really going to suffer, at least for me. What do you think for you, Jack?
Lately I've been really good. I've been following a diet of a very low caloric diet, somewhere around 1200 calories a day, something like that, 800 to 1200 calories a day. I've upped it a little bit, like
for a person your size, geez, that's so little.
I got quite heavy, so I've been, you know, I was like really determined, you know, to like lose weight, and mm-hmm. I've lost like 7 or 8 kilograms so far, so it's like 15 pounds. So mm-hmm. But it's not even like it hasn't even scratched the surface yet, really, of like what I need to do. So you know, my wife says, you know, you got to do it slowly and over time. You know, it's got to take 3 to 6 months, and I want to do it in 30 days. You know,
it's definitely a marathon, not a sprint, when it comes to weight loss, I think.
Right.
Otherwise, 100%. We'll just gain it back.
Yo-yo. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, another thing that happens is like I'm surprised you're doing 800 to 1,200 calories, because a man your size can still eat like 1,500 to 1,600 calories. Like there's a calculator, but you can at least eat that much and still lose a significant amount of weight. It's better for you, because if you undereat like 1,200 to 800 calories, it can, a lot of the weight that you lose can actually be your body's like eating your muscle.
Oh, I know. But the good thing is I don't have any muscle. So,
it's definitely, it can be dangerous. I used to like, I have gained quite a bit of weight, but I will say that I've had a couple positives, because I think before I used to undereat a lot. So it's like finding a balance, but before I had a very poor appetite. Like I wasn't hungry a lot of the time, and so I would under eat a lot, and my stomach hurt so bad because I would skip meals a lot. And I always was in stomach pain. And now that I eat like pretty regularly, I would say my stomach feels a lot better. So it just, there's a lot of, yeah, there can be a lot of negative effects to under eating as well, for sure.
Oh yeah, I absolutely. Yeah, that you have to, you've got to, you've got to eat, you know. It's I think my maintenance level is like 2100 calories. So if I eat over 2100 calories, I gain weight. But if I eat below 2100, 2100 keeps me the same. And because I used to count my calories on like an app. I did
you
that
don't
for
do
like
that
6 months.
Anymore?
I don't do that anymore, but I'm going to start again. It's really helpful. It really does work. Yeah, because it tells you, like, because the app doesn't lie. You know what I mean? Like, I'll lie to myself, you know, and be like, I didn't eat that much today. And then I count it and I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know?
Yeah, you know, that's true. It stresses me out to count it, like count them on the app. But you're right. It'll show you like things you don't want to admit.
It tells you what you don't want to know. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I know that I eat a lot. I'm not one of those like fat people or overweight people that are like, oh, I barely eat. I don't know why I weigh that much. Like, I'm like, no, I eat a lot, especially for someone my height. I'm really short, which means there's not a lot of leeway for like how much you can really eat when you're short, you know?
I'm gonna have the opposite. I'm 6'8". I'm super tall. I'm over 2 meters. So I can carry a lot before it starts to show, but when it starts showing, I'm in the danger zone, you know? So
But anyway, okay. Listeners, if you're interested in following along on our weekly journey, make sure to send us an email at AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com. Leave a comment down below at AtoZEnglishPodcast.com or shoot us a message on the WeChat and WhatsApp groups. We would love for you guys to... Jack, what was our goal this week? I got sidetracked.
We're going to eat a balanced breakfast.
Oh, balanced breakfast.
Yeah, 50-20-30. Yes. Yeah. Or 50-30-20. Yes. Yeah.
50-30-20. So 50% carbs, 30% protein, and 20% healthy fat. So if you guys are interested in following along on our journey, make sure to listen in for next week's episode. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.